Olive Borden was a huge silent movie star during the mid to late 20s and made a successful transition to starring in talkies in 1929. But by 1933, she was starring in B-movies at Poverty Row Studios before retiring altogether a year later. What happened? Join me as I investigate. Olive was born in Richmond, Virginia in 1907. She lost her father at a young age, and according to her biographer, Michelle Vogel, she had ambitions to be in the movies as a youngster and asked her mother to move them to Los Angeles when she was just a teenager in 1922 so that she could break into the industry. By 1923, she had already gained extra work before being cast as a vamp in several short comedies by Mermaid, Christie, and Roach over the next few years. Olive's great beauty, innate talent, and comedic ability made her a natural. Notable short roles included a vampy daughter in Air Pockets in 1924 and a new maid that somewhat breaks up a household and Should Husbands Be Watched in 1925. Also in 1925, she played a more dizzy screwball heroine in Good Morning Nurse before playing her first major role in a feature-length film, Ima, supporting Malcolm McGregor in The Happy Warrior at Vitagraph. Later in 1925, she played her first leading role opposite Malcolm McGregor again in The Overland Limited at Gotham Pictures. Her success in 1925 led to her being named a Wampa's Baby star that year and getting a contract at Fox. In 1926 at Fox, she starred opposite Tom Mix in two westerns, The Yankee Senor and My Own Pal. That same year, she had two of her biggest hits, both opposite George O'Brien. First, they played Adam and Eve in a retelling of the biblical couple's story and Fig Leaves modeling gorgeous gowns by designer Adrian. Second, Olive played a young woman that gathers a gang of outlaws to avenge the death of her father before finding love with a singing cowboy played by O'Brien in Three Bad Men. Both of these films perfectly showcased all of Olive's abilities in both comedy and drama. 1927 was another huge year for Olive at Fox, but unfortunately, the majority of her films from this year, like most of Fox's silent films, were lost in the 1927 Fox film Vault Fire. Her biggest hit was the comedy The Joy Girl, which became Olive's nickname. It survives in the Museum of Modern Art. However, by the end of 1927, Olive, fed up with pay cuts at the financially struggling Fox film, walked away from her stardom at the studio, leading to rumors spreading about her being apparently temperamental. Undeterred, Olive quickly found starring roles at both Columbia and FBO, which would evolve into RKO at the beginning of the talkies in 1929. Sticking with RKO in 29, Olive made her talkie debut in Half Marriage, showcasing her pleasant speaking voice, which reminds me of Jean Arthur's, and a new flapper bob haircut. The film, a comedy-drama in which she starred with Morgan Farley, got Olive, rave reviews from Variety, who called her a revelation in dialogue and a natural, modernistic ingenue in every action and speech. Unfortunately, Olive's follow-up talkie that same year, Dance Hall opposite Arthur Lake, got her not-so-good reviews and was not as successful as Half Marriage. After appearing in one talkie at First National later that year, Wedding Rings, Olive seems to have been dropped by major Hollywood studios, save for one more appearance in 1930, and shifted into mostly working at Poverty Row Studios in B-movies. While I found one article in the Jefferson City Post-Tribune that stated Olive was sure to continue to be a success going into the 30s, that unfortunately was not the case. Michelle Vogel states that Olive had trouble finding her audience with her talkie flapper persona. However, Olive starred in Sono Art Worldwide Pictures' Hello Sister in 1930 and starred with Jack Oakey and Mary Bryan in her last major studio role, The Social Lion, for Paramount that same year. She then took 2 years off from the movies to marry stockbroker Theodore Stocker, a marriage that was quickly annulled. Returning to the movies in 1932, Olive found work again at various Poverty Row studios. She starred in the features The Divorce Racket in 1932 and Hotel Variety in 1933. I'm not sure how, but she then traveled to London to appear and star in the British B-movie Leave It to Me in 1933 before returning briefly to Hollywood to the genre that started her career in the first place, short comedies. In 1933, Olive appeared in two delightful shorts, first as the vampy and hilarious Lulu in Gobs of Fun, and second as the wisecracking, sassy baby doll in The Mild West. Both of these comedies are available on YouTube, and I cannot recommend them enough. Olive made just one more film in 1934, a feature-length B-movie the slightly bizarre melodrama Chloe Love Is Calling You before retiring from the movies altogether, seemingly to marry her second husband, John Moeller, a marriage that also unfortunately did not last. For the rest of the decade, she struggled with alcoholism and financial difficulties, apparently working various odd jobs around Los Angeles. But during World War II, Olive bravely joined the Women's Army Corps, in which she earned a Citation of Bravery. Sadly, a bad injury caused her to be discharged in 1944, and she returned to Los Angeles to a world of financial difficulty yet again. Olive and her mother moved into the Skid Row Sunshine Mission for Women, where they both lived and worked in obscure poverty. Olive's health, unfortunately, continued to deteriorate, I suspect, from a combination of her war injury and her drinking problem, and sadly, she passed away from pneumonia in 1947 at just 40 years old. Olive's life, after her brief talkie stardom, was one of the true tragedies of Hollywood. So we are left with the question, why did Olive's career falter so badly in the talkies? Why did she lose her footing after such a successful and promising start in 1929? I think it's a combination of a couple things. First, whether it was true or not, she had the reputation for being temperamental because she refused to take a pay cut at Fox in 1927. In my opinion, she was probably just standing up for herself because she was one of the reasons Fox was making any money at all at that point. Second, as her biographer Michelle Vogel said, Olive's talkie screen persona was different from that of her silent days, and it was just difficult for her to draw the audiences like she had before. It's a shame because if you watch Olive's performances in Half Marriage, Dance Hall, and Hello Sister, you can see how delightful she truly was, lighting up the screen with her lovely voice and her comedic and dramatic abilities. In my opinion, she could play any part in which she was cast and transcended screen personas, pigeonholes, and genres. I can only assume that her failure at this point in her career, along with her unsuccessful marriages, are what led to her tragic battle with depression and alcoholism. While Olive's story is truly one of the biggest tragedies to come out of the transition to talking pictures, at least we are fortunate to have some of her films available to view today, so the world can remember the immense talent that she possessed and the stardom light that shined from her ever so briefly. Be sure to check out her performances in Fig Leaves, Three Bad Men, Half Marriage, Dance Hall, and the short comedies The Mild West and Gobs of Fun on YouTube. I promise you will not be disappointed. Olive, deservedly, was one of the first stars awarded a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame at its inception in 1958, a distinction she truly earned. Please like this video and subscribe or follow this account if you want to learn more about the history of silent film stars whose stardom lasted only briefly in the talkies. Up next, join me as I cover the silent talkie career of Frances X. Bushman, one of the first movie stars. Thank you so much for joining me. I hope you have a great week.